I am Jess Nonet Graham.
And I'm Nariba Shepherd.
And this is Terms of Service.
Boom, boom, boom.
When will we get the licensure to make that sound like a button?
We could make that sound a button, but Marcus would have to make that happen. So,
Marcus.
Yeah, feel free to email Marcus, and he will respond appropriately.
I'm just going to DM him.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I will not speak for him, but we will see what happens in forthcoming episodes. So, everyone stay tuned for that. But Nariba, how are you?
I am delirious right now.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
With 3 hours of sleep, realistically. Mm-hmm. And I knew in my brain today that we were going to be sampling goods, mm-hmm. but my brain has not caught up mm-hmm. with the rest of my body. So,
great.
Yeah. Well, where are you at?
I'm fine. You
Damn.
Know, I, you know, have
quite less sleep than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's yes. crazy. Yeah. By
50%. Oh my God.
But you know, I'm here. I'm excited. We're going to be doing the damn thing.
And, it's happening.
And yeah, so, I mean, I can't complain. I'm just like, all right. And I'm already sipping a little bit, so I'm feeling even better. Something to, like, curb off the
It's 9:30 in the morning.
So I'm just
I'm
like,
okay with but, it. I'm just saying.
You know, but not, you know, but not when this drops.
I know.
So, you know.
I know.
I was like, it will very much be of appropriate time, but this is a zero judgment like zone. So
yeah, no, we're
do what you
got to
do, but just practice mindful consumption.
Yes,
and so I guess we just did the whole thing.
Yeah, we did the check in.
Yeah,
I did the burp. Yeah. We introduced ourselves.
Yeah,
Max is still recording, so we're good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. So This is extremely exciting for a multitude of reasons, but why I want to start at the top is because through the time of Terms of Service, we have been quite fortunate to work with different beverage brands, mm-hmm. Spirits portfolios, but something that has always been extremely important to us is to highlight those in the community that are doing brilliant work, and we absolutely are inspired by this guest. So I'm really excited for you to join us. And yeah, no pressure. So bring that smooth voice to the mic, because I
don't
want
it. It's no pressure, but I just feel really special.
Oh,
that was
okay.
A really like nice way to slide me in there.
Yeah, for sure. And I am not going to introduce you, because obviously I don't want to speak for you. So if you would like to introduce yourself, my friend.
Who are you?
I am. I'm Jesse Stewart Jr. I'm the founder and CEO of Alexander James Whiskey.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah.
Say that with your whole chest.
I have to add the junior now as I get older. My dad, obviously, is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, his name was Jesse Stewart. He just didn't have a middle name. So it's just me and my dad as far as the, you know, we have the middle name thing. So I have to make a point to say Jesse Stewart Jr.
Fair. It feels so damn, like, regal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like...
Junior. Please say the junior.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Just like make sure that shit's on there. But then I don't have any of that in my name. It's just my name is long as hell. And
same.
I am not saying my whole ass government name on this podcast.
No, they don't need to know our information.
So no, they'll be just fine.
Yeah.
And so as per tradition...
What's your sign?
Yeah. I'm a Libra.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
Me
Nariba
either.
Does.
Just,
okay, well, she about to tell you.
Oh, God.
I'm starting to believe in them, though.
Libra,
the Zodiac
listen.
Thing.
Listen, that's how they
to.
Get you.
Mm-hmm.
I started off doing this, like, as a statistics thing. Because, like, statistically, you could say anything to anyone and it's going to, like,
right.
touch them in a certain mm-hmm. way. Appropriately, hopefully. but for me, the energy of Libras are, like, people who don't necessarily... believe they are messy.
I'm totally not messy. I'm the complete opposite.
But you like, but you, I feel like you probably find yourself or surrounded by people who are messy, and you love watching other people's mess.
Absolutely
as long as
not.
It's not yours.
See? Drama is no.
See?
I swear to God.
Look at that.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
See?
Okay.
So the journey
you
continues.
Got me excited too. Huh? She's going to tell me about my life.
Oh, no. I'm not a psychic. I'm just saying. Right? But that's like, I mean, the like other part of Libras is like being super indecisive unless you know exactly what you want.
Factual.
And like personally, my experience of yes, y'all will let anyone in. And it's hard. Yeah, you listen.
That's
you
want to
see the best in people
for sure.
And that's why I'm saying you let anyone in. As an Aries, I distrust everyone. I don't let a single person in. I have five friends, and they rotate in and out depending on whether or not I like you.
Damn, it sounds like a basketball team. Right?
I try my best.
Seven people out.
Seven people out.
Well, sometimes you got to bench these people.
Yeah.
So
I don't have the emotional capacity to give a shit in a long period of time.
That's real.
Because I got mental health issues. But it's working in my favor so far. You know, people think that I'm like mysterious, but I'm just an asshole. So
I may or may not be as well. At least that's what my mom told me a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait, mom. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Is your birthday like closer to the end of October, or
middle.
You said, yep.
And my mom's birthday is the day after
middle?
Mine.
Oh, wow.
So, like, so close to the 20th?
The 15th.
The 15th, okay.
And my mom's is the 16th, and we're almost, like, the exact same person.
Well, you're probably mysterious because you're so close to, like, the beginning of Scorpio season.
There's, not at all.
Listen.
Open book.
Dang.
Are you?
Yes.
Open book.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
All right.
I love it. Yeah, I was just like,
open book.
Yeah, see?
All right, we're going to figure that out in like 15 minutes.
Let's do
it. We're doing the whole damn journey. All right. So
I just want to tell everyone out there in the world, I am not a professional.
It's okay.
Cool.
Clearly, because you were wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, statistically, you are an outlier. That's what it means. Yeah. Also, it's not dictated by just your sun sign. Your rising, your moon.
This is
Venus,
so much more than what
all
I know.
Of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Like,
and I learned so much every single time we do this. I'm like
most people don't think that Justin is an Aquarius because he has his shit together in a very organized fashion for the most part. But he is an Aquarius.
There has been a few times where somebody will ask me my sign, I'll lie.
Hell yeah.
And just go with it for, I can tell because you XYZ.
Yeah, no.
And I just let them go on and on and on.
And that's like, messy.
Maybe, you know what?
That is messy.
That is messy.
You're right. So I was like, I redact my statement. I stand corrected. Right. Maybe I am messy because I kind of like toying that, with
the people. Exactly. You're over here telling me no, wrong. And I'm like, it's going to prove itself in the next 35 to 50 minutes. We're going to learn.
No, so yeah, I love how that just came full circle,
right? You just read me. Nice.
I was like, wait, hold on. So now we got that out of the way. Can you talk to us a bit about your background? And we're going to get into everything that you're up to. So take it away.
Sure.
Yeah. Who are you?
Well, I'm Jesse Stewart Jr. It's a little kid from South Side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm the airport operations supervisor at O'Hare. So that's kind of like my thing.
Okay.
Really?
What does that mean?
Hold up.
It's a little difficult to explain.
I am an absolute aviation freak. So
I used to be, not anymore.
But that's why I want to talk to you about that. Okay, so
I was just talking about the no sleep thing. That's why.
Yeah. I just want to point out that Max and I made meaningful eye contact with each other when the words that just came out of Justin's mouth came out of his mouth. Bitch, what you mean you are an aviation enthusiast? This is like we find
absolutely.
Out you fucks with snakes knowledge.
Oh, no,
like,
absolutely. Well, I mean,
snakes on a plane.
Exactly. Marcus is going to hate that part. But yes, I love everything about aviation.
Yeah, so my background is in aviation. I went to school for air traffic control.
Science.
No, not really science. Mm. Sure. I've been wrong.
I can't do
I've
it.
Been wrong once already today.
No.
So you got it.
I'm just saying, to me, it's science because I could never. Personally.
I would say more physics. Well, aviation
physics
is more
is
physics.
Science.
Yeah, you're right. Here you go. I am not on point this morning.
Oh my God.
Clearly not on point. But yeah, I went to school for air traffic control, have a degree in that. And I've been in this role for 8 years. So that's my background. I don't have any hospitality or spirits industry experience besides a whiskey brand. Okay. Which is a little different than most people. Most people, you know.
Oh my God, you make whiskey?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, just.
It's decent. Rather decent.
You know, just like.
It's rather decent.
I think it is a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll give it grace. So it's all good there. So I'm still stuck on this, like, ATC thing. So
I'm not a controller.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But.
Yeah.
We work very closely with air traffic control, especially during the winter time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all of it.
It's a cool job.
Yeah.
Really cool job. I'm just not like an aviation junkie like I used to be. Yeah, I mean, it's work. It pays my mortgage and supports my kids. So. Yeah.
Well, there was, you know, way back when I was bartending at a brewery on the north side, and I was always there Friday and Saturday day. My God. And so I had these amazing, amazing regulars that would show up on Fridays, just take up my entire bar for literally the entire shift. And what was so great is I got to know them extremely well, naturally, right? Mm-hmm. But there was this one gentleman specifically. He said something about a damn airport. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love an airport. Like, and then we win this whole thing. He's like, oh, I'm in air traffic control. That dude not locked in. It didn't matter who was around. I was like, you got to tell me this. You got to tell me that. And he's just like, you know, safest place like to fly is like this country, like all of this with the regulations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That makes me feel even better for acting like a goddamn child when I'm at the airport.
No, because
I don't get stressed at the airport. Mm-mm. At all. I'm just like, I'm so stoked to be here because we're not even supposed to be up there, okay?
Right.
And as black people, we already know the shit that we ain't supposed to do. Stop it right now.
Crazy.
Okay, I was like, no. Just like, because now you're just trying to provoke the mess, okay?
I just looked at my skin like thinking that it was a camera on me.
Well, no, but the people don't know.
Yeah,
that we're about to be like talking about this black owned business. So I'm trying to like,
and Black History Month
there.
Is coming up.
Damn
so.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yeah. For sure. So I was like, I like that segue.
Yeah.
So back to about me.
Yeah.
Because it's about me, not just
kidding.
Yes,
absolutely.
But yeah, so
I know you asked my background. So my background is in aviation. I guess a little bit about the brand. The brand is named Alexander James after my son. Mm-hmm. That's his first and middle name.
Awesome.
Alexander is his maternal grandfather's last name, and James is his paternal great-grandfather's first name.
Okay.
So that's how we got his name.
Sandwich.
Awesome. The brand was inspired by both of my grandfathers, Jesse and James. They were as thick as thieves because my parents were high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys, they were best friends for a long time. They were both vets, both from Arkansas, and both really big whiskey drinkers. So those guys would get
and you
together.
And we'll be talking about Arkansas.
Yes, we did. We got to get to that.
Yes, exactly.
Shout out to Arkansas.
Yes, absolutely.
Shout out to Pine Bluff, Dumas, all of that.
That's the first time I've ever heard someone say shout out to Arkansas.
Yeah.
You know, I had to because.
Yeah. I mean, no.
I had to. Forest City, Arkansas, and Dumas, Arkansas. But
I'm throwing in Helena, Arkansas.
Shout out to Helena. Well. Shout out to Delta Dirt Distillery. Yeah.
Ain't nobody in Helena listening to this. Promise. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to send it to the guys at Delta Dirt, and they're going to put on.
Okay.
Those are my guys.
Okay. Well,
shout out to Delta Dirt Distillery.
There we go. I wasn't referring to them. I was talking about like all the people I know. So I was just like,
we're gonna try to figure out how to get it to her.
Yeah, no, it's a new demographic. We're gonna figure it out. You know, they are very supportive.
We're breaking into markets.
Yeah.
But my grandfathers were best friends, and when they would get together, they would share all of our family's history and stories over a glass of whiskey. And one day I was drinking with those guys and thought, you know what? I'm gonna make my own whiskey brand. And I'm gonna name it after my kid. And kind of just, that's how I got into the spirits industry.
That is Libra energy.
Is it?
I said it, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
BLE, big Libra energy.
Yep.
There we go. I was like, all right. And so that kind of like connection to, you know, heritage and ancestry, I think that that's really, really important because the memories that I have growing up in Helena, Arkansas, I never saw my grandfather have any sort of alcohol. My grandmother never, like, I just, because since we spoke, I was like racking my brain, being like, I think so? But could never tell you when.
Wow.
Ever. And so when I think of, you know, my background and growing up specifically in that area of the South, mm-hmm. my grandfather used to take so much pride in growing sunflowers. Mm. And it was like the talk of the town. Like John Henry, man could touch when it came to sunflowers.
That's dope.
And it means so much to my family, because anytime we see one, it's just like a call back home. You know, like it's really, really beautiful. So I love that connection over, you know, just remembering where you came from while also like kind of choosing where you're at and where you're going.
Right. Yeah. We had some crazy, crazy stories over whiskey.
We had some crazy ass stories over sunflowers, dog.
But like the story of how the Stewart family came to Arkansas came to Chicago from Arkansas. It's nuts. I don't really know if I should talk about that story on air. Short, to my knowledge, a Caucasian gentleman did something to one of my aunts, and I guess they're all dead anyways now. Like as my great grandfather, to my knowledge, how I remember the story my grandfather was saying is something happened with a Caucasian person doing something to one of my aunts, and my great grandfather and his brother handled it, and they had to leave Arkansas.
Damn.
And this was like in the maybe 1950s or something like that, and that's how we came to Chicago.
Fair enough.
But something like that was like. Now, we've had really funny stories. Both of my grandfathers were Vietnam vets, so they had the complete opposite experiences. One was a Purple Heart, and the other one was like, man, I was over there chilling. Like, I really didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, we had, like, really cool, funny stories. My dad burned down my grandparents' basement when he was a kid.
Okay.
Like, all of that type of stuff came over whiskey, but we also got the serious stuff, too. So it was a cool balance.
Just the basement? Because he burned down the house.
Sorry, Dad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, how you burned down the basement?
So I told my son my grandmother told my son that story not too long ago, and he was like, he calls my dad Paz.
How old
He's
is
like,
your son?
Five. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Paz, I heard you burned grandma's basement.
Oh,
you burned
God.
The house down.
Oh,
He's just like, oh, child, you heard that story, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I'm coming to you.
Everything
to
good,
verify.
Good and bad was just over a glass of whiskey. So I thought that was really cool and really special. And I think a lot of African Americans learn their lineage, kind of like Alex Haley with the roots thing. Like, it might be in a different way, but my family, it was told over like us sitting at the bar in my grandparents' basement drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to kind of go deeper into that specifically, those experiences exist within Black and Brown communities because there are systems and, you know, just real bad shit that tries to erase your identity and make it a lot more difficult to access your own history.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a way of reconnecting to yourself through sharing it, how it happened and how the people that experienced it truly felt.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning for starting the brand too is I wanted to encourage people to also, you know, whether it's over a glass of Alexander James or something else, just like sit down with your family and friends and talk. I'm a millennial. So of course the phone thing, we have our phones, we record everything, but just take a moment to be with your family and friends and just like enjoy the moment. Talk.
I was literally just talking about this in therapy this week about how like you need to take the time to have conversations with your elders because, like, my dad passed away when I was a teenager. And now I'm like, I feel like I don't know him in a very specific way because we don't talk about him due to family shit.
Right.
And the only person I could talk to him about is my mom, and I don't want to do that because she was hurt by a lot of the shit that
trauma.
He did. So it's like I would say take the time to like know people and ask their stories while they're still with us, because then you're getting secondhand information from everyone else, and I don't trust bitches.
Well, that was my reason for starting the brand. I wanted to leave a legacy, obviously, for my son, and hopefully it's something I can leave for him and my daughter.
Yeah.
And
you got two kids?
I do.
Yeah.
Alexander and Harper.
How How old is Harper?
Harper J is 2 years old.
Okay.
And
precious.
Wrapped around.
You didn't even pull out a single fucking picture.
Oh,
disrespect.
Easy. That is easy.
I'm out here trying to learn about everyone's pets and children.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Look at that face.
Marcus my is gonna babies. Love all this screaming in the mic.
And then I'm also I'm learning that my daughter looks just like my great grandmother.
Oh.
My great grandmother, Mary Lou Stewart.
Okay.
Yep.
If we're gonna be doing that,
the names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then hold up. Okay. Because my mom has always told me, and I know that she meant it in the most sentimental way.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you look like your grandfather when you're sleeping, and I was like, girl. I don't think so. But as I got older, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? That's actually a really beautiful testament.
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to John Henry. Rest in peace. And then also...
That's a very powerful name.
Oh, that man was not playing. Okay? He did everything for his family. And the number one thing I want to mention about my grandfather is that he, as a grown-ass man, was never afraid to tell you how much you meant to him.
That's dope.
Ever.
That's super dope.
Yeah, like such a
especially during that
example.
Time.
Exactly. Such That's a not... beautiful, beautiful example. And, you know, you appreciate it later on and you realize how impactful that was.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, you know, we have my grandmother, Lois Dean Blue, who was amazing. However, she was
right.
She was.
I love it.
Quiet.
My great grandfather, his name was Booker T. So it was Booker T. and Mary Lou. And
Everyone
I heard Booker T.
making shit up now.
I'm not. And the whiskey stories of him.
Yeah.
The stories I've heard about him mm-hmm. off the whiskey.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
See, I
probably can't talk about that.
Okay. I was just like, editing's a powerful tool.
But
I
no,
don't even
but no, it's
hug
the
my
cool
family.
Thing of like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, names are crazy, but Harper J.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Alexander James kind of has like a rhyme and reason behind his name, but Harper J, it has such a beautiful flow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have something special for her coming out probably this year. That's not a whiskey.
Oh my.
Wink, wink.
Okay. So it doesn't feel like we're getting the exclusive, but we're getting
totally.
The pre-exclusive to the...
Yeah, y'all trying some of my 5-year bourbon that's not out yet. So mm-hmm. I said, forget it. Why not just...
I'm like... Might as well.
Because I rock with y'all.
You know,
I like
see,
this. This is dope.
I was like, the feeling is oh so mutual. But also, quick question before... Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is a question because I'm like, oh, is it more so of a segue? It really doesn't matter because mm-hmm. I'm going to ask it.
Mm-hmm.
So with your background,
mm-hmm.
do you identify as a black entrepreneur?
100%.
Okay, because the reason...
It's just me.
Okay,
because
like, the reason why I asked that
just me.
Is
and I'm
because
black.
Yeah, because
ain't
sometimes
no way
yeah, no, for
my
sure.
Hair a
you're
nappy.
Like, ain't nowhere. You're like,
my
ain't,
nose
ain't nowhere.
A little, you know
ain't
what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's funny because sometimes people would be like, oh, like this is my side hustle. Like, you know,
nah, it's another full time job.
Awesome.
I have
okay.
3 full time jobs. I'm
yeah.
an airport operations supervisor. I'm a father.
Okay.
And I am the founder and CEO of Alexander James Whiskey, and I do all 3. And I think I'm doing a decent job at it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I was just like, okay. I was like, I just had to ask.
I mean, yeah.
Because sometimes people are just like, oh, I just do this when I'm bored late at night. And
nah.
I was like, but it don't taste like that. So I was like, this is fire. So
thank you.
By the way, cheers. Thank
cheers.
You. Of course. Wait.
Yeah.
Cheers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or as they say in the furniture, I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. We're in season 4. I don't have to do it. I have to do it. So... Let's talk a bit about some of the challenges of starting Alexander James Whiskey. Like, yeah.
So my mom is going to get mad at me because she was like, well, it's not realistic to say that you really haven't had any struggles. When I tell you this has been one of the smoothest things I've ever done in my life.
Oh, wow.
It has not really been any... challenges. I want to say the hardest thing is kind of trying to get certain accounts to kind of buy in because it is new. I'm not backed by a big conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a, like I started this with like cash.
Yeah.
It's not like I have investors or anything else.
Yeah.
I guess the challenge would be just like trying to get into certain accounts that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're skeptical and then they try it and then they hear the story and then they see, you know, my following and the reception behind when people try it.
Right.
It's like, oh, let's get this guy a chance. And right. then it's lucrative for both sides.
Yeah,
so,
no, absolutely. Everything
that he just said is big Libra energy in the way that he just said it. You know,
so the Libra's
there was no real challenges. I was
yes.
just like, I'm going to do it. And then I did it. And now I'm just trying to like get to where I need to be. But usually it's a little hard. But then once they have it, they're in it. And I'm like,
the biggest
bang,
challenge,
boom,
the biggest challenge
bitch.
Was starting. Like the biggest challenge was me mm-hmm. Just finding the balls to do it. And when I was very skeptical about it and I was really inquiring it and kind of on the fence about it because I am indecisive as much Libras are, John Basile Tequila. I'm really cool with one of the owners of John Basile and I reached out to him. They were just getting started up. I'm like, hey, man, I really want to do this whiskey brand.
Yeah.
You know, what's to it? And he tells me it's nothing to it. Just do it. And it literally yeah. that was literally the like final push that I needed to just.
Yeah.
do my research and, mm-hmm. and kind of just get into it. So shout out to John Basile Tequila. They
Absolutely.
Forever have a special place in my heart. Really good tequila and just amazing yeah. guys.
So I'm not trying to get to like your secrets for the brand.
Your secrets.
Because I like the number one thing that just popped in my head is just like, well, where the hell do you start?
So,
you know, because I don't feel like a lot of brands actually talk about like how
they started
how
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I told you earlier, I'm very transparent. I'm open book. At 3 a.m., I cold emailed maybe 100 distilleries across the country. Wow. Only three of them got back to me. One of them happened to be in Mount Prospect, distillery called Two Eagles. And the owner, one of the owners, his name was Jesse.
Okay.
So he emailed me back like, hey, you know, you can stop by the distillery. We can talk. I'll let you try some stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll slide after work one day. I get off work at 8 a.m.
Right.
And his name is Jesse. My name is Jesse. I'm like, oh, that's a little weird. It's spelled the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull up, meet him. We're talking. Tell him about my vision. My son's name is Alexander. His son's name is Alex. So I'm like, all right, that's a little weird.
He's
that's
actually
a
very
weird.
Yeah, he's actually a skinwalker yeah. and was going to eat
weird.
You and then
and
take
I'm like,
your life.
All right, cool. Yeah. But we talked about everything but whiskey and business that first day.
Yeah.
Where it just felt so, it felt right. Like, all right, you know what? Let's see what's up. Mm-hmm. And he bought into my vision and he believed in me. And I believed in what they had to offer.
Right.
And that's how that partnership started. And that's literally how I started. Me cold emailing about 100, 115 distilleries at 3 a.m. And only three of them got back to me. And one of them told me no.
Damn. Yeah, I mean.
I love
But no one talks about
like,
that.
No. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, like, I linked up with this person.
I do this
and
thing
then,
now.
All of a sudden, we, you know, riding motorcycles through a fucking agave field on the side of trucks.
Nah, that's
you know,
that's
I'm
literally,
like, that's not how
I was,
it started,
I was up
though.
My brain around that time of morning for whatever reason, because I do work nights, that's when all my ideas hit. 2, 3 a.m.?
I mean, I'd be
my notes
up
in my
the
phone
middle of the
is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have so much stuff planned out in my phone, but if I look at my notes and you look at the time, guarantee you it's like 2, 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'd be emailing everybody at that time. Sometimes texting them as well. They're like, I just saw this at this time. And I was like, well, because it was on my mind.
Right. I got to get it out.
Done.
You got to get your ideas out.
Yeah. I'm like, and now it's done. And this
you
is.
You have to get your ideas out. It's not doing you any good in your
I'm
brain.
I'm having no thoughts at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably trying to figure out why I'm not sleeping.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Well, people like me, I mean, it's. I'm a little different. Like.
He's
I
built
don't
different.
Sleep.
Yeah.
And it's not good. I don't encourage that.
Yeah,
the whole
no.
like
oh, yeah, yeah,
sleep
no.
where you, no.
No, no, no.
Please
no.
get your rest. If you
oh, for sure.
are, if you have the opportunity
After this
to
is
rest
done today, I'm going to bed.
I yeah, same.
Do. I do not mm-hmm. encourage it at all. Mm-hmm. I kind of do it because I have to, but please get your rest. It's not healthy, it's not sustainable.
Not at all.
Please get your rest. Mm-hmm. It's nothing cool about the whole
I just leveled up
no
to 6
thing.
Hours yeah. of sleep. Like yeah, I used to be like a 3-hour bitch and now I am like I can sleep for 6 hours. Mm. And if I can sleep more than 6 hours.
Golden.
Golden.
Yeah, I just need four. If I get anything more than four, Did y'all see how I walked?
Well, you have
today?
Children.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I got 8 hours of sleep last night.
I was like, you got kids though.
8 hours of sleep.
You
know,
you had a bounce in your step as soon as you walked in. I was like, oh, I was like, good morning.
I was prepared to be mad at you.
Yeah,
you know, when you came in all happy and
I'm
shit.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's my fault.
Well, I hope I can exude some of this energy on you.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm feeling wide awake. So
I'm gonna take a nappy nap.
Well, I'm just like, you know, I'm like, we'll be here, so I mean, it's all good. But
yeah, that's kind of that was my way in.
Awesome. So from that support and, you know, element of mentorship, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some additional examples of the Chicago community or just local community been supporting you and the brand and, you know, kind of showing up?
Sure. I know a lot of people in the city. I have a big support system, my family, friends, and they have a big support system. So the support is crazy. With me being from Chicago, and when people find out this is a local brand by a Black man, they eat that up, and then the product, they seem to like it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they seem
that's
to like
that's
what
really
I'm doing.
It kind of makes it a little
delicious.
Easier to kind of sell it to people. Mm-hmm. But support has been crazy. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the store Leaders 1354.
No.
They've been around. It's a Black owned store. They started in Hyde Park 22 years ago now. Okay. And Diego and Corey are like my big bros or my mentors, and they both drink whiskey. So it was cool to like just pull up on them whenever I go to the shop. I'll bring a bottle, and then their word of mouth and their network is crazy. It's huge.
Yeah.
And they show love. So it's just like the word of mouth kind of helps me trying to kind of spread my brand and my product around the city, and people support it because like, it'll be people that went to high school. My parents are high school sweethearts, as I stated, and it'll be people on Facebook. My parents will post like, oh, my son is doing a tasting at Mariano's in, you know, Oakland. And it'll be people pull up like, oh, I went to high school with your mom and dad. I haven't seen them in 15 years, but we're Facebook friends and I want to come support you. It's like, that's dope. These people haven't seen my parents probably since the 80s, and they came out to support me because they know that I'm Sabrina and Jesse's son.
Yeah.
So it's dope, man. It's super cool.
Yeah. Well,
that's a bourbon.
No, that's a rye.
No. What's in the glass is a bourbon. He thought he was topping off the same one.
I mean, it's some bourbon over here on the floor next to my foot. That's the 5-year Alexander James bourbon.
See,
that's
I was
not
like, there we go.
Yet.
I'm like, there we go.
Well, listen, I am.
But the rye that he just poured just won Double Gold in Vegas at the Proof Awards.
See? That. Yes,
okay, this
absolutely.
Is the thing. This is the thing, though. I was like, I am not a bourbon bitch. I'm a rye bitch. That's why I was like, let me switch it out
let's
so I can
it.
Say complimentary things.
Yeah, let's get it and tell me what you think. That's my favorite of the bunch, by the way.
See?
Yes. Okay, so this is my controversial thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like things that are sweet, and bourbon is just so sweet, and I can't, like, the way that it hits my mouth, I'm just like, this is not for me.
But my
rye,
bourbons are higher rye, because I love rye. I'm a rye whiskey fan.
I'm
I wanted
a
to
bitch.
Drop my rye first, but I'm like, nah, it's a bourbon thing going on. I need to drop the bourbon first.
Right.
But no, the rye is my jam. Like,
it is.
I love rye.
Quite tasty.
Everything.
Yep. Well, and also, just me personally, I enjoy all of these, but that 4-year, I don't feel like it's very sweet. That's just me personally. So, but yeah, I'm here for it. And also, just quickly back into community support.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great that it was a very organic play.
Very
right?
much so. That was very strategic on my end. I didn't pay for any marketing my first 2 years because... Mm-hmm. I'm a boots on the guy kind of guy. Like, I literally, for the most part, do all my tastings. I have one employee, Justin. Shout out to Justin Glass. That's my guy.
What? Yes. Shout out to Justin.
He's literally.
Oh, my God.
It started off just me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did everything. And now Justin has been a tremendous help for me. But it's just us two. Like, boots on the ground, doing tastings. Yeah, it's just very organic. I didn't want to pay for marketing. It's easier to put the bottle in somebody famous hands or like, now I want this to be like, you like this because you like it, yes. not because yeah. you saw somebody with it. Mm-hmm. You're going right. to buy this because you really enjoy what's in the bottle, or you buy into the story, or ooh, I whatever like that. Habit. Like, I want to be very approachable, and I pray to always be this way. Like, I don't want this to be mainstream or commercial. Like, that's. Right.
Well, it's just, cool from you a financial just put standpoint. Your foot in your mouth yeah, yeah. when you're like, I don't want this to be mainstream. It's gonna, you
but,
can't
but it'll
say...
still, it'll be organically mainstream. Yes. Like, well, because, yeah. it's gonna pop. Yeah, don't
yeah,
get
yeah,
me wrong.
Yeah, because then but you're retaining the integrity real. Of the
exactly.
brand.
Exactly. That's it. I can't yeah. fake the funk. I can't do something that's not real.
Mm-hmm. No.
It has to be organic. I hate the word like, I don't want to say I hate the word organic, but that's it's the only way to explain it. Like, it's, I'm yeah. going to keep it funky at all times.
That natural yeah. growth.
Yes.
See?
I was because like, it's relatable to everybody. It like, even the story behind the brand, somebody can relate. Whether you have a kid, you had a grandparent, or you drink whiskey, like, somehow, some way, it's going to tie into you and your story. And that's real. This, I don't have to lie about my story. It's literally named after my kid. Mm-hmm. It was literally inspired by my grandparents. Mm-hmm. They were literally best friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's. I don't have to sell anybody anything.
Yeah. And that's because you've lived it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you continue
it's no
to
stretch.
Live it.
I don't have exactly. to. I don't yeah. have to do anything. It's. That's why I can literally talk naturally about it without it. I don't have to think. It's just talking.
I'm just vibes.
Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
BLE, Big Libra Vibe.
You know?
Or BLB.
BLB. So.
BLB, I can't talk.
I know.
Boulevard.
I'm off the AJ early.
Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
You're good. So, I'm really interested in hearing a bit about the navigation between preserving tradition in, you know, whiskey making as it has been mm-hmm. versus your approach to it.
Sure.
But also there's still tradition in it.
For
though,
sure.
But it's your tradition.
With me being young, me being from Chicago, me being black, mm-hmm. My perspective on everything is a little different than probably the rest of the whiskey world.
Yeah.
There's some really good whiskeys out there. I'm not going to name drop them because they would never name drop me.
Yeah.
But they've mm-hmm. done some good stuff. Shout out to them because they're the reason why I got into whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But I purposely want to do things that are like not traditional. Like, for instance, this will be my third Black History Month. Every year I release a limited edition Black History Month bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Limited to 100 bottles. And once they sell out, I'll never repeat that bottle design. And that's something that I don't think I've never seen that. So I'm like, why not? I'm a sneaker guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how a lot of sneakers are. Once they're sold out, that's it. It's over with.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, so I'm like, I'm gonna pull that approach yeah. to, you know, the making a limited edition bottle. And my first two bottles, I did them only at Matson Liquors. Mm-hmm. And I think I did Matson Liquors, Armanetti Liquors, and Kimbark, which used to be black owned.
Okay.
And the second year, the GM at Kimbark called me. They opened up, I think, at like 10 or 11. He was like, bro, where are you at? People are lined up outside for this bottle. I was like, for me?
Yeah.
They lined up for me? But little things like that is kind of like, nah, I'm going to do this my way. I'm going to do this the non-traditional way.
So I really like that because I have always made this joke to where it's just like, Black people will line up for sneakers. Mm-hmm. White people will line up for beer
Starbucks
releases.
On Michigan Avenue.
And beer releases, okay?
Right.
Like,
it's the same thing. It's just a cultural thing.
Exactly. It
but
is
guess
a cultural
what?
Thing.
I got Black people and white people lined up for bottles. What's up?
That's
fair enough.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm talking shit. But
no, but also, I mean, I worked at one of the most popular breweries in this state, if not just the country in general. Like,
when they do them special drops, people be lined up, rain, sleet,
and
snow.
And I can tell you exactly who they are because mm-hmm. I was interacting with them for years. And
but that
I,
adds fun and excitement to the industry as a whole.
Yeah, that
it's a little
does.
Obviously when you're working there, it's stressful.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it's cool, man. Yeah. I think that's dope.
Yeah, I love the support.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same support as someone that looks like me.
Right.
Because there was rarely anyone like me in that line.
But that's why you do the limited edition Black History Month bottle.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
And the
at,
Juneteenth
so
bottle that
like,
I dropped last year that went crazy.
See,
yeah.
we need to continue this conversation off mic because I want to talk more about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So real quick, I'm going to just throw this in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Black History Month being coming up soon, I am doing another 100 bottles.
Yeah.
But I'm Chicago through and through. Everything I do is for Chicago. When I go out of town, I make sure I'm wearing something Chicago related. I am another exclusive. Y'all getting all the good stuff.
You know what?
But
just
I'm dropping 300 limited edition
Chicago
bottles.
We're not even saying anything.
In March.
300?
Oh, really?
300.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's lit. Bottle is crazy.
Okay.
I hinted at it on my Instagram a couple of times. I'm letting the hype die down a little bit, then I'm just going.
And then
oh my God.
Boom in March.
Then you're going to light that match.
Boom.
Okay. All right.
So I know I could sell 100 bottles in a day. Now I want to see if I can do 300 bottles.
It's a smart move also for March because, you know.
So
the Chicago's local favorite holiday.
So I'm also March 4th is the day Chicago was incorporated. So that's the date that I think I'm going to drop it.
I never knew that.
And it's like a Monday or a Tuesday, but I don't care because that date is very special to the city.
Yeah.
Because the world is nothing without Chicago. I'll fight about it. I'll throw hands about it.
I mean, these are facts because, I mean.
No, just kidding. I'm not going to fight anybody, but Chicago is the best city in the world.
It's literally Chicago over everything. So, I mean. Yeah. And the Reaper's like, well, I don't know about that.
I ain't saying shit. I'm a foreigner. I'm from Trinidad.
Trinidad
and Tobago.
Where you at?
Where am I at what?
Right now.
I mean, I'm in Chicago, but also, I will go on record and say that everyone in America is trying to get the fuck out of America.
Word.
So y'all can hype up Chicago. I love Chicago. I live here.
Right,
but I would never go out on a limb and be
silly.
Like,
I'm sorry.
This is the best. I don't say anything is the best. You know why? Because then the internet tells you that you're wrong.
No,
it's
we got statistics, though.
We have statistics.
I'm delusionally like Chicago. Are you my friends from New York?
Delulu.
Delulu Lemon.
I mean, Chicago is better than New York. That's just a fact.
Totes.
It's also better than Boston. That's just a fact.
Boston. Hey, Boston.
We got listeners in Boston.
Right,
we do. We have a lot of listeners in Boston because I grew up on the East Coast.
Now, Boston is dope.
Is it?
Yeah.
I went to elementary school there.
I have on New Balances right now.
I was going to say, when you
Boston.
Said,
shout
I'm
to Joe
a sneaker
Fresh
dude,
Goods.
Are, and I looked down, and
Joe
then
Fresh
it's
Goods.
Like,
yes.
I know that they're special.
Chicago.
I know these are special.
Shout out to Joe.
But I looked down, and I saw that, and I was like, them's dad shoes.
These are Joe Fresh Goods. These are Joe Fresh. These are Joe Fresh Goods.
She tried it. She tried it.
Listen.
Joe has a mural on a wall over here.
That is correct. Yeah.
Come on. What are we talking about?
Listen.
Joe is. Oh, come on.
I said, and I'm just going to go ahead. Marcus is going to highlight this. All I said was, you said you're a sneaker dude. And I looked down and
you saw
all
the,
I saw
you
is
saw
the
end.
The and six, I was like, those
these
are
these trail
new
shoes. Yeah, New Balance trail shoes. Whenever I do anything. Where somebody's going to take a picture or something, I'm going to have something Chicago related on. I have a White Sox fitted hat on right now. If I had a haircut, I probably wouldn't have a hat, but I would still wear some kind of sneaker or clothing item from Chicago.
Yeah.
Everything,
I respect that uniform.
Whenever I go anywhere, especially out of state,
that is such
I
a Chicago
something
thing.
Chicago.
I mean, they rep it pretty hard here.
We
I
do.
Mean,
we have to.
Chicago go
We're all
hard.
We got.
Yeah, I'm like,
we are delusional, for sure.
I mean, I just...
for
I just,
sure.
I just always say Delulu Lemon,
Delulu.
You know?
But we have facts and statistics to back our delusional. Us being
delusion.
Delusion.
Yes.
Off the AJ.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm like reviving, so it's all good. So
I'm just coming for people all morning. I'm not saying shit, but I'm like,
I hope
right
I don't
now.
Get canceled today.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
you'll be
canceled
listen,
before
fine.
I start.
You ain't gonna get canceled fine. Today.
Shout out,
shout out
to Boston.
Shout out to Boston,
New York.
Yeah, like you know, listen, they're coming hard.
Chief Keef literally
a lot of
dissed New York
and
or New Jersey in the song.
Well, you know that goes
in
a whole
that's
different.
Crazy.
Yeah, whole.
And
different
it didn't register until the other day. I saw something and it like the video resurfaced. I'm like, damn, he really did that. That's shout out to New Jersey too. I don't know, smoke with y'all.
I mean.
I want smoke with New Jersey. I went to high school there. It's garbage.
Why
so the town that I live... Oh, Orange High School in Orange, New Jersey.
What basketball player came from Orange?
I'd be shocked if she knew
that.
Yeah. I don't know sports ball.
Is the Juan Wagner from Orange?
You listen. Do I look?
You really don't know.
Like
I'm a sports fanatic too.
I am
so.
Not a sports person. Mm-hmm. I play sports. I'm
what
like
sport
very.
You?
I played tennis. I did softball. I did rugby, and
word.
I did dance.
That's
for
very
like
East
10
Coast
years.
Rugby. I ran track in college.
I don't run for anything
Me
except
either.
For my life.
I don't run anything but my mouth.
Well, that I do that too.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's just that's you gotta. You gotta
I
get
you
the
can't
miles.
Take me to be
and,
active,
you know, I'm like, mm-mm.
Sorry, I'm.
No,
no, you're good. So
this is accurate. This is on brand for us, actually.
I'm also really interested to hear.
Are we a black-owned business?
Yes.
Yeah, because you are. Hey, look at
what
that.
What are you? You don't consider yourself black?
Yes,
okay.
I am black.
Because I was going to say, when you took the ACT, what were you checking a box?
That's, oh, my God.
I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. Whatever you checked in a box on the ACT is what you... And it is, I love all people. I have friends that are from every race, every culture. I was raised that way. But some people are a little confused. Like, I don't know what to put. What did you check on ACT or SAT? We took the ACT in Chicago.
Yes.
What did you check in the box?
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Oh, God.
Just go with that.
I have never heard that before, but I'm definitely here for it.
That's a good way to say it, right?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you identify as? What did you check on the box on your ACT?
Oh, my God. And also, I am, I'm just enough of an asshole to say that. And, you know, and provoke a smile.
I love it.
So
I love it.
It's just like, and like, what? But that was a very great question.
It literally just registered to me because, like, I understand this, like, business-wise, everything is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, we do so much joyful things here that I forget sometimes that technically this is a business. Mm. And
but
Justin owns this business, so this is a black-owned business.
When you don't look at it like that, that makes things just organic. That's the word.
Right.
Organic. Right. Shout out to Larry June. Y'all listen to Larry June?
Two of y'all are just like, boop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also really... really interesting because sort of that late night shit, you know, it's just like, you know, burning the midnight oil. So hopefully it doesn't feel like a business.
No, it should.
You know, it's just like, because it should feel fun and engaging and dynamic and all of the things.
But it makes it so much better when you can do it that way.
Right.
For sure.
Because then I'm just like, all of the other shit, ain't nobody got to see that. It's just like, you're going to get an email from this person. You're going to have to send this form. You're going to have to, like, verify this information. You know, that's fine because that's the shit on this side.
Yeah.
To where it's just like, oh, come in. We, you know, drinking delicious product right now, hanging out, literally just vibing on the mic.
That, like, sounds like the life to me.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, because shit is wild out here.
Word. And kind of with the whiskey thing,
yeah,
I was a little nervous and skeptical, like, man, what if nobody likes it? I'm like, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, nobody likes it, and I have whiskey to drink probably for the next 20 years. Whoa, rough life, right?
Right, yeah.
I was like,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Very
That's
few
actually
people.
A really beautiful way to
that,
look
that
at
was
it.
Literally, it was, to me, it was high reward, low risk. Like I said, absolute worst case scenario, nobody likes it but me, my dad, and his best friend. And when we watch football on Sundays, we have infinite whiskey to drink.
And you know, if it did go down like that, it would be like
Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh,
nobody is fucking with
you. Know what I mean?
I said I wouldn't go name drop anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's literally that
was talking about that shit this morning.
Nobody was rocking with it, and now it's like mad hype.
Samuel L. Jackson said it once in an episode of Secret Invasion, and it literally went.
It's crazy, right?
Sales went out
the
window.
You see how that works?
Yeah. I hate that shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no comment.
It's
yeah,
well, but, I think, okay, so I think because I was in
fine
dining.
Getting an email from my attorney being like, let me verify that. And I'd be like,
no,
I don't know.
No,
yeah. But yeah.
To my knowledge, how that story went was it didn't sell great. And it kind of went away for a little bit. And then.
No idea.
Yeah. And somehow, some way, somebody. Mm.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Reemerged it. And then now. Secondary market is $1,500 a bottle.
Well, and also,
so shout out to them.
Yeah,
that's
well,
dope.
We were. This was a couple recordings back, but so one of the things that we ended up touching upon is, like, you know, there is such a disconnect from the consumers to the actual reality of the hospitality industry. But so there's this idea, because you can go ahead and purchase certain things, or you have the buying power around certain things, it, you know, facilitates this level of privilege, right? But the honesty there is that the industry, like the servers, the bartenders,
the
people that are actually making this industry go, have a ridiculous amount of access to what you could only imagine to get, because you're getting, we'll just use the prior example, for X amount of dollars, right? But it's just like, it is also sitting on a bar to where you're doing tastings of it. You're, you know, benefiting from actually supporting these brands and so on and so forth. And so if people actually knew how close the industry is to the actual experience of said brands,
the hospitality industry
it would blow their minds. It's like, just because you can afford something that is at, you know, $450 per like pour or whatever the hell it is, it, like, that's insane. That's insane.
A guest who was like, I have drank more Pappy Van Winkle than most people who are connoisseurs of it just by being in proximity to it.
That is correct.
And that's the thing. It's like...
And we're not specifically talking about that brand.
Yeah, no.
I mean, so it's supply and demand. It's hype.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's kind of why I did the bottle, because it's fun. It is fun. I'm not going to lie. I get a little thrill. Like, I sold 100 bottles in a day. It's like an ego thing. But it's also like, my people support me. So what's up? And I'm going to use that as leverage eventually down the line. Like, how many people you know can sell 100 bottles in a day with zero marketing dollars, with nobody backing them? What's up? It's either good or the bottle looks good, or both.
Right.
And it's probably both.
I mean the juice is fire. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
I was like, it's absolutely solid.
That makes me really happy to hear.
Yeah. I wouldn't go ahead and call it juice. I'll call it sauce.
Oh. Is it mild sauce?
Do you want it to be mild sauce?
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm kind of hungry now.
It's going to last.
You know, I was like,
it's built to last.
But which Harold's, though?
Ooh.
That's tough.
Yeah.
My go-tos are 14th and Michigan. That's a really good one. My parents went to high school with the owner. But that's not the only reason I go. It's always fresh. Sauce is always on point. So that one on 14th and Michigan, shout out to James. 103rd and Halsted. And the one on 87th closed down, but they just opened up the new location.
Yes.
I had it. It was all right.
Yes.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was just all right.
Yeah.
But that was the one that I
was addicted to
Harold's.
At one point, I was eating Harold's once a week, every Wednesday or Thursday for like, not exaggerating, like 7 months.
Listen, back in the day, I used to nail some Harold's.
Okay, 6 months.
No,
like, and I'm
get my little mystic. Get my little mystic.
What color? Blue.
Blue. Come on.
That's my cousin.
I was like, it's the whole thing. Like that's a wrap. That's easy. You know, I was like, oh my god.
Cousin.
Yeah, I was like, you know, what's up, cousin?
So I might get Harold's when I leave here.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm thinking about it right now.
I have some.
And remember, have you had Harold's?
I have to cut back, but.
Is a pig's pussy pork? It's crazy. Yes, I've had Harold's.
What really annoys me, though, people that are not from here, they'll get the sauce on the side. I'm like, no, you have to get the sauce.
Listen,
the sauce.
Okay.
It's not the same.
No.
If you plan on eating it within the, like, 10 minutes of getting it, sauce on it is fine. But if you are going longevity...
No, it soaks in. You have to eat it soggy.
I don't want it soggy. I'm a texture bitch.
You're from Trinidad. You don't understand.
Listen.
I'm joking. Let me stop. Let me chill. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be nice.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
She's like, let me tell you.
Am I being a Libra right now? That's why I said it.
Yeah, you are.
Messy. Am I being messy?
Messy.
I'm literally.
I'm just trying to confirm all of your...
All I'm saying is
I'm here for it.
I feel you though. You don't
just
want to
go online.
But I like cold food.
Look up Trinidad and Tobago.
You like cold
a little
food.
Bit.
I eat cold food.
Okay.
I am. I don't know. I'm not a cold food bitch.
I don't know.
I think that's a very American thing. Like cold food sandwiches. Like you could tell that this country was built on people traveling across vast lands with nothing happening for a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
because my mom used to wake up at the crack of ass in the morning and make me fucking fries. Huh?
I said, well, yeah, they were traveling the country on horses and wagons and stuff.
I know. Trinidad is a small-ass island.
Had the PB&Js up there.
You can just PB... they weren't doing PB&J then.
Peanut butter wasn't
invented for a minute.
By who?
I mean, everything was invented by black people. Let's be real.
That's
where we came from. I'll fight you on that if you do not believe it.
I may not disagree with you.
Okay, then. I mean, you know.
Especially, and this is the double down. I'm going to put another little tidbit in there since we are this is probably going to come out during Black History Month.
Towards the tail end.
Yeah. Okay. Everything that exists now did come from, like, the stem of everything comes from black people. But this is the thing. Black women will say something, and then 3 years later, that is the mark. And it takes...
We talked about this.
Yeah. And it takes, like, a long time for society to catch up with the needs. Well, for, like, the social standards to catch up with the needs of society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the reason that people feel so fucking crazy, specifically black women, is that we are having the thoughts way before it actually is going to come to fruition, and we are waiting for society to catch up with the needs that the lowest common denominator of society has.
That's fucked up.
And that's like,
because people already don't listen to women who are smarter than men. I mean, it's not even, mm-hmm. there's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
So to know that you're smarter than people and they don't listen to you.
Yeah, not be listened to.
And then to be even
is
specific enough to say a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really not being listened to.
Right.
And to be dead on.
Right.
Dead balls accurate. That's a My Cousin Vinny reference. Like that has to be difficult. So shout out to women, but specifically black women. Like that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that makes me want to talk about just there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of passion, and there's a lot of artistry that goes into the brand, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, black-owned spirits only take up a minimal portion of the spirits industry market, right? And there's a multitude of reasons for that, right? Like, I mean, there are significant portfolios, there are significant brands, there's just, you
resources.
Know, a lot of, well, resources, you know, just the way that things exchange hands, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to hear your thoughts on any sort of navigation within that, right? Like, because just sitting down with you has been absolutely fantastic. However, you can't have these conversations with every single person every single time to help scale the business.
Right.
So have you thought about ways to just be like, yo, like, it's not just me that you're supporting. It is a legacy and a movement for the spirits industry.
It says so on the back.
Yeah, my slogan is Toast to the Legacy. It's so much bigger than myself. I also did this to let people know whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. I know that's really cliche, but this was like the solidifying factor for me, like, you really can do whatever you put your mind to.
Right.
So whether it's a spirit, whatever your business, whatever idea you have in your brain, just try it.
Yeah.
And that was my reasoning for doing it. I just want to let people know I look like you, whether we're black or white. I don't have money. I'm not rich. I don't have. Mm-hmm. I did this as a normal, everyday working person.
Yeah.
So that was like, I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But as far as like, especially black spirits, it's not a lot of us there. Since I started 2 years ago,
I've met so many Black people that have their own spirit brand.
Yep.
And I will support every single one.
Man.
I have a bar full of Black-owned spirits. From whiskeys to tequilas, a couple vodkas, wines.
Yeah.
And I will literally, everybody I can think of, I will rattle their names off. Any room that I'm in, I had a meeting Friday night and I was talking about other whiskey brands. They were looking like, I'm like, I don't care. I mean, you could pick up all three of us. It's not, people don't only drink one whiskey brand. So why would I try to be a gatekeeper?
Right. Yeah. Like, no, absolutely.
For what? Listen. Why? Yeah.
Well, and there's brand community there.
For sure.
And that's something
and
that
it's
I don't
dope
feel
to
like
see it. People yes. stepping on a ledge. Like, yeah. you know what? Yep. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Krishan from Love Corkscrew Wine. She does a festival every year called Clinks Fest, where she does a festival in September for women-owned spirits and minority-owned spirits. This
That's
is a big
awesome.
Thing, and she just did her second year last year. And when I tell you, it was huge. And then I know every year is only going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. And there was people from all over the country that came. And it was really cool to just see, like, damn, 2 years ago when I started, it might have only been, like, maybe 15 of us in the country. And now it's, like, 40 or 50.
Right.
And every year it's only going to get bigger because we're just making a footprint because we're a really big consumer in the spirits industry. So to be a part of something that doesn't really represent us and encourage and inspire other people that look like me to do it is very satisfying.
Yeah.
Fair.
Well, and I feel that that draws really unique parallels to the work that we've been doing on the terms of service side.
And
right?
that's why I came on the show, to be honest with you. I turn down podcasts all the time. I'm not a superstar. I'm not Hollywood, but I have to be selective with who and what.
And my,
because some things just don't make sense. And it's no disrespect to the other podcasts and people that sometimes
it's
I'm just really busy.
Don't
sometimes I'm just really busy.
Yeah.
And but ironically, it just lined up.
Yeah.
I know people that know you guys and they spoke highly of it because I definitely will like, hey, what you think of this person?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think of what they have going on?
Got to crowdsource.
And it's certain people that I hold to high regard in their opinion.
Yeah.
And they vouch for y'all. And that's why it even got through the initial text like, yeah, I think this would be cool for y'all to do.
Yeah.
And I did a little research, but people's word, if you tell me, if you vouch for somebody, your word is bond.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So if you say, hey, go to this restaurant because they got good food and good drinks, I'm going to go because you told me.
Yeah.
Not because I went on Yelp.
Right.
I'm going to go off of your word.
Right. Yes.
See, that's that just makes me so damn happy.
Word is bond.
I'm like, I'm like an old man in that way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I hate looking at menus at places before I go there. I want to like, I want three people to suggest a place to me.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'll go check it out. I don't fucks with Yelp. I think that's leftover from being a chef and having to read people's opinions of the food that I'm making and serving. It's like, if you don't want to go somewhere else, don't come here and try to ask for something that you think we can make. This is not that place.
Yelp will not be reaching out to us for sponsorship. I guarantee you that.
They better reach out to us for some feedback.
Right.
Yelp.
Yeah,
because you need people
either.
Like
they're not going to do that either. Yep.
But y'all audiences who Yelp, they need that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So,
they need those stars and reviews and likes and all of that from your audience.
That
I feel
is correct.
Like I wish that
they ain't coming
had,
over here though.
I wish that they had like a section that like service industry people could leave reviews on customers.
The service industry does not get the credit that they deserve. And I'm learning that after 2 years and a couple months in the industry, like you got very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very important. And I'm learning every day how much they drive food and spirits. And just the world, as far as restaurants, like.
Right.
It doesn't move without
people. Well,
I saw something not too long ago from someone in the industry that was saying something in regards to brand support, which when I first read it I was just like I was just like, I don't know if that hits the way you think it hits. But then when I reread it, I was just like, oh, okay, I guess I get where they're coming from. But basically it was along the lines of, you know, the whole purpose of of certain positions with brands is to drive sales, right? And so it's not for visibility and exposure and like blah, 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 and just like being so ingrained in the creative industries and just like, yes, I am very familiar with visibility and exposure and like all of that bullshit, right? But so when you look at the sustainability of a brand, that can only thrive through support of the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah, it's extremely simple.
The bartenders are the reason why any and every brand is what it is. Because if they're not pouring it, people aren't going to drink it and people are not going to buy it.
Right, but also, but no one's going to talk about it either.
I didn't understand that. So when I first came in, I got advice for somebody and they said, you need to focus on premise. And I'm like, well, as a consumer,
no.
I was thinking from a consumer standpoint, and this is something that I stand corrected on. The on-premise is so much more important than off-premise. And there's no disrespect because that's I do make my bread and butter from off-premise for sure. But, and I'm going to name drop some people: the Revolver, Duplex, Williams Inn, Americanos, Barrel Club. Those are some examples of some on-premise accounts that really support me. And them pouring it up or saying, hey, have you had this local whiskey brand? The guy is really cool. Exclusive Pour is another one. That's what make people, they drink it, they like it, and they go to the store and buy it. And I have the opposite approach. And I stand corrected on that because somebody gave me that advice in the very beginning. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try it a little different. But now I'm 2 years and a couple months in, and I'm realizing without these mixologists and bartenders, over with. So my focus this year as a whole is to highlight and showcase the mixologists and bartenders because that's who really, that's who's going to help me drive my business.
No,
for sure.
And it's not even about a money thing. It's like a, like they're going to help me make my dreams come true.
Like service industry.
The service industry does that.
Supporting you in your vision.
Exactly.
You know?
And then a lot of, most of the time people like it, which helps, of course, but their passion behind it because like, so for an example, what I do,
and people will be having passion behind some bullshit. Okay,
that's
so
what
like,
for
let's make that real.
That's what
time.
I'm saying.
But what I try to do to make people feel
some
like
turpentine.
Like,
okay,
I really
like,
do.
The fuck?
That's what y'all and I support y'all. All of my on-premise accounts, I'll say, "Yo, make some drinks and name them what you want them to be named."
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not about me. Like, it was a spot. It ended up falling through, but her name was London, and she made this really dope drink, and I was like, man, this reminds me of like London at Dusk. I was like, yo, let's name the drink that. And she was like, really?
Right.
You gonna name it after me? I'm like, yeah, why not? You came up with this cocktail. Why not name it after you?
That does remind me though, when I used to bartend.
They don't sell it. They don't sell the drink. So
it
fell through.
Yeah, no,
I'm not even gonna say the spot that dropped the ball on that because I posted it and people came and pulled up and they liked it and they never put it on the menu, but that's all another story.
Well, so that's that's definitely a drop the ball on that. But so when people would ask me, you know, like maybe something fun, maybe something like, you know, that you know, just make it cool. And I just, you know, throw something together that's, you know, palatable and enjoy. Yeah, they absolutely love a dealer's choice. And they're like, oh, well, what do you call it? I'm just like, well, what's your name? Jackie. It's the Jackie, babe. I was like,
but
there
it makes
you go.
People
I was like,
feel
oh
so
my God.
Good.
I mean, just like falling
so
the fuck
it's
out.
So dope.
You know, and I was just
it's
like,
so
okay. I was like,
this is my problem.
And she's like, can I order this again? I was like, from me. But I was like, that's it.
But
I
don't really do mixed drinks too much, but I will literally trust in the bartender. Like, yo, what do you suggest? What's your favorite thing right now? Even if they don't sell Alexander James, I'll be like, yo, like, what do you like to pour right now?
That's also the same method of when you're in a different market of just like where you should be going. You always ask the bartender or server. Like
that's who's calling
spot.
The shots.
Yeah, but at every single spot, right? Yeah. Like if like stop number one, it's just like, hey, where do you like to go? You go to spot number two because they suggested that you go there. Then it's just like, oh, well, where do you like to go? That's spot number three, because then you're actually getting the fabric of the culture of that market, as opposed to being like, I'm just going to, you know, look through pictures on Instagram and be like, right. Oh, well, that looks cute. I'm going to go there. And I was like, well, the food's trash. The service is dismal. Yes. I was like, you went higher than
I did. That's why I'm an inside cat.
You know,
but I do not go out. And like people, regulars, I have a lot of like regulars that come in. And people enjoy me because I'm not trying to be in your business. I'm not asking you anything personal about yourself. I'm not telling you anything personal about me. I won't even tell someone my name unless they ask.
What's your sign again?
Aries.
Oh, okay.
I'll burn that shit to the ground.
I'm talking trash. But like, I don't know anything about Aries. I just want to
throw it right back.
Literally.
The reason that I got into doing the podcast is to change the minds of consumers. Word. People that come into the service industry, I mean, into a restaurant and is interacting with service industry people, I'm like, please remember that we're human beings.
Right.
And I feel like people...
And everyone has a birthday, okay? So chill.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, when you were like, what's your name? I'm gonna name it after you. I would never, even for the sake of a dollar... do anything beyond the scope of what I think the level of service industry like treatment should be at. Mm-hmm. Because
I was a sassy bitch though when I said that though. You know, like, I was like,
what's your name?
Exactly.
That's what we're gonna call
it. Yeah, it was real smooth. It was real smooth. And I was just like, okay.
I was like,
that shit was a lemon drop martini. I was like, there you go, babe. Like,
that's the thing. Whenever someone's like a dealer's choice, I 110% will make a kamikaze 100% of the time.
I have not had a kamikaze in fucking forever.
Same.
Yeah.
The last time I had one.
If I pull up and you suggest a kamikaze, I'm gonna drink it.
It's delicious, but it's
same with a server. I'll ask, what's your favorite thing on the menu? And I will literally take their word for it because they're the people bringing it from the kitchen to the table every day. Mm-hmm. They see what's good.
You gotta be careful with that though sometimes. But a lot of times they try it too.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
I was not saying that.
What's your favorite drink on the menu right now? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing in the kitchen right now?
Yeah. I had an interview.
I'll try anything.
I had an interview once way back in the day to where it's like, it was such a fucking weird question. I was like, whatever. And so what was interesting about it is it's like, so what's your go-to beverage when you're not working? I was like,
tough question.
I was like, no, I know what my go-to beverage is. And I'll also tell you where to get it. And I was like, I want a Mezcal Negroni up from the Matchbox.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, like, is that like, and I was just like, I can walk you through a fucking Mezcal Negroni right now. You're just swapping the gin out for Mezcal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely delicious. And at the time, you could get them on, like, just, they were the best. Like, I would always say, like, they were on fire because they were on point every single fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And this manager looks at me and it's like, oh, and like makes this little note. And I was just like, yeah. You don't even drink Mezcal. Like, why are you? I was just like, we don't have to relate on that. But also, it's just like, I am very much, like, have been a part of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, if you're going to ask me, then you actually need to listen to my response and be like, this is how you do it if you so choose to do it.
I have the utmost respect. And that's why I always try to come in very approachable because I never want to come off like, oh, this is the owner. So he think I am nothing. I am just like you.
That is untrue, but I get what you're saying.
I don't want to say I'm nothing, but I'm going to come in super approachable. I'm going to talk to you. A lot of times, if I'm not wearing anything branded, you would never know. I'm going to order. I'm definitely going to order Alexander James, but I'm going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people are like, you know, that's the owner of the brand, right? That's why he's asking you a question. Like, oh, how does this do? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'll lie. I'm not gonna lie. I lie. I'm like,
messy.
Hey, somebody told me about this brand.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, maybe I am.
Somebody
told me about this brand. I wanted to check it out. Like, how does it sell? And they'll give me their honest opinion. A lot of times it's good. It's been a couple times. We're like, it's kind of slow, but that's, I'm getting honest feedback.
Yeah.
And then the owner or the GM be like, you know who that is, right? I'll kind of like try to pull my hat down a little bit. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want things to be real.
Like,
you don't got to lie for numbers or aesthetic.
You ain't got to lie to kick it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's figure out how to make this pop.
Yep.
If it's slow, how do we make it not slow?
Absolutely. So we, unfortunately, are approaching time.
Wow. I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No.
We're good.
Stop apologizing.
Yes. And you have zero to apologize for. But before we go into all the things
that we have to do,
that we're looking to do to tidy it all up.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear about your vision for the future of the brand.
Sure.
Like what has you really, really excited? Also maybe potentially nervous or just, yeah. How are you feeling?
The cool thing is there's no pressure with any of this, but as far as,
which is a great place to
be. Oh, it's a really good place.
I'm like, no stress. I'm like, you have two children.
Yeah. No, that's the pressure.
That's the pressure.
Yeah, see?
As far as the future of the brand, I see the brand growing slowly but surely. I'm not into the whole overnight success thing. Like, I want this to be very organic.
Organic, yeah, you know.
We keep coming to this word organic, but I just wanted to
break out of thesaurus. You know, I'm just gonna like, I was like, because I should also know a different word than organic, but I was like, it just fits.
It's the perfect word, right?
Yeah.
Just the brand to grow slowly but surely, becoming more of a household name, people understanding what and why, people getting a chance to try the juice and they see it a little bit more and more and it grows and eventually move to other markets. I always have to make sure home is good first, but right now it's available in Illinois and DC, and then eventually it'll be Georgia and then Texas and some other markets, and I'll go from there, and maybe one day it'll be something that, you know, you can get anywhere.
Yeah,
it'll happen. I believe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really it. Just making sure that the brand is solidified and people really understand the what and the why. People make sure people like the juice.
Yeah.
Making sure I keep it real at all times. Make sure I don't sell out and become too commercial or Hollywood.
110%.
I do have another spirit coming out hopefully this year.
Nice.
Which will be a lot of fun to do.
TBD.
Yeah.
That's good.
But yeah, that's it, man. I just want to see the brand grow. I want to see people, you know, get a chance to try it and me tap into the on-premise accounts, the bars and the restaurants. That's my focus in 2024. Yeah. I'm good with the off-premise. Like, there can always be another store, but I really want to hone in this year on the bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
It's the
Because I like to eat and I like to drink. Yeah. And I know a lot of people like to drink.
Yeah.
So why not put my focus on that?
I mean, it's necessary.
It's time to ramp it up. So that's where I see it.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, I just had this, like, glimpse to where I don't get to Helena very often, right? My uncle is the only one that's there. He, you know, is taking care of the house that my grandparents left. But sometimes, you know, my mom will go down there with, you know, some of her sisters and brothers. But I hope in the very, very near future we figure out something, because nothing against Helena. It was always something that I said growing up, because my mom would be like, oh, those firefighters, they were, you know, young men when I was a little girl. And I was just like, them the same firefighters?
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, damn, exactly. Yeah. And she's like, yeah. And I'm just like, see, this is just the damn town that time forgot, right? Yeah. You know? But the idea of going back, hanging out with my family in the spot that my grandparents built this beautiful life,
right?
And literally having a bottle of this and be like, I literally think everyone would fucking cry, honestly, because they would be like, never, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, like, it feels like something that has yet to be written, and that is fucking phenomenal, and I'm super, super happy for you.
Thank you, I appreciate
honestly.
You.
Like,
that makes me happy to hear that you would even want to do that.
Yeah, like, I just see it in my mind.
Good.
Like, and